Hello everyone, I'm Will.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome back to the Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Alright.
Masterpiece.
Masterpiece. This is just the pinnacle of filmmaking right here. Wow, I can't believe what we just watched.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it's the fucking pinnacle of filmmaking.
It really is. Like, you think of, like, good filmmakers like, you know, Francis Ford Coppola, The Godfather. And then you got what we just watched tonight, which is...
The incredible two-headed transplant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, directed by Anthony Lanza. I think that's his fucking name. Not that it matters.
Circa 1971.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh.
Alright, well, I guess let's get into it.
Number one, this movie has Bruce Dern in it, like, and if you know anything about Bruce Dern, you'll know that, like, he's been in a ton of great movies in his career, and he's in this thing. Well, we found out that apparently he didn't get paid for this movie.
Yeah, so a little trivia before we begin getting into this movie. Apparently what happened is they finished filming in 6 days, so they filmed this entire film in 6 days.
Efficiency, Will.
Well, I mean, you call it efficiency, I call it bad filmmaking. But anyway, so Bruce Dern went to cash the check, and it bounced. So he went back to the set to ask them why it had bounced, and they had closed the entire set. The set was gone.
And that's how you make movies, ladies and gentlemen. You make them in 6 days, efficiently. And then you just don't pay your actors.
Yeah, you give your actors bouncing checks, and then you finish up before they have a chance to come back.
And it said that his check was only for $1,700.
Yeah.
That's it.
Even for, like, 1970s standards, that was pretty low to get paid for a movie.
It's because they spent all their money on blue filters for the fucking camera.
What about the special effects of the twin-headed transplant?
Special.
Yeah.
Special is right.
Special effects, yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, so I guess now's as good a time as any to get into the movie and see what our final thoughts were. All right, cool. So anyway, it starts with this psychopath. Cass. I think it's Cass.
I don't even remember his fucking name.
I can't remember. I think his last name is Cass.
Let's just call him Eyebrows.
Starts with him, like, trying to attempt to rape this woman.
Yeah.
And he's, like, on top of her and kissing
after
her.
After he's already murdered her mom and dad.
Yeah, so it'll, like, cut to them, like, cut to the parents.
Did you,
like,
say cut?
Oh.
Did you say cut?
Like, if you thought corpse grinders, like, jump cuts, like, oh, man. This director had such a
boner.
This
brings it to an art form.
He had a boner for fucking cut jump, like. The jump cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would just, like, just out of nowhere, too. It happens a lot during the movie. And
the
first
half of the movie is, like, almost every scene transition is it'll show a quick flash of something, and then you'll go back to whatever it was before, and then the next scene will continue.
And, like, no fading or anything. It's literally just cut, you know, like...
Just drastic.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking horror. It's like jump scares.
It's immediate.
Yeah.
So Cass, or whatever his name is like attempting to rape this woman, rips off her shirt, and then, like, the cops come by.
Yeah.
And he like leaves her there.
Yeah. Jumps out the window.
Jumps out the window, which is obviously plastic.
Yeah.
They didn't even try going for, like, fake glass. It was just plastic.
Fake glass costs too much money.
Apparently.
So just put plastic off.
For this film, it, you know, anything costs too much money. So he jumps out the window and gets away for a minute. I mean, he runs away.
Yeah, and they're right outside, right?
Yeah, and then they point a gun at him. He's like, he raises his hands up and then just does this, like, weird smile. Yeah. I swear, this the actor that played Cass, he just acted in Eyebrows. Like, his facial expressions were his only acting.
Yeah, that's why I just refer to him as Eyebrows, because...
That's all he is. Like, that's his whole acting is, like, he doesn't deliver much lines in the film. It's just like... Weird facial expressions, like he'll contort his face.
Fucking Eyebrows.
Yeah, it's...
all goddamn day.
It's really funny, actually, watching him, like, act.
Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, man. So he gets caught.
So he gets taken to a court. So it's kind of funny. Talk about jump cuts. So it's showing him, like, you know, the police holding him up, and then it, like, a gavel pounds.
It jumps to the gavel,
and then it goes back to him being held up by the cops, and then the gavel pounds again, and it goes to court, and then it goes back to the cops, and then the gavel pounds again, and then it shows him in court.
That's how almost all the transitions in the first half of the movie are.
Saying that he was, like...
He was deemed insane.
Yeah, deemed too insane at the point. Yeah, he's angry, but then he smiles.
Yeah.
So they send him to...
No. Well, I have to mention, the judge has a portrait of Abe Lincoln kind of off-center.
Mm-hmm.
Which... So, you know, government offices, they tend to have, like, portraits of presidents, but it tends to be the current president, not the president from 100 fucking years before this movie was made.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Symbolism, maybe?
And it's just kind of, like, off-center.
Were they going for, like, a weird sense of symbolism? Like, that? Look, it's a court. We should probably put, like, some pictures of the president.
This movie is Abe Lincoln's legacy. You know, you think...
Yeah.
Yeah. You think, you know...
Sure, Abe Lincoln's legacy. Okay.
This is what it leads to.
Fair point.
This is what it led to.
I mean, if Abe Lincoln saw this, he'd probably be rolling in his grave. But, like, I mean, definitely his legacy. Yeah, for sure. So he gets taken to a correctional facility.
It's an institution because he's insane.
Because he's deemed too insane for prison. So he gets taken away, and then it shows the doctor.
Yes.
And his associate, Matt.
It doesn't even show the doctor first. It shows his friend.
Matt. Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. He drives up to the house. He drives up to the house and knocks on the door, and then...
Get used to this fucking house.
Yeah, because you see it the entire...
90% of the movie
takes place here. The only location, I guess, they could get. Like, this and...
The house?
The house and, like, the surrounding hills.
Yeah. That's why it only took 6 days to film this thing.
Yeah, because they had one house and then a bunch of surrounding area. That's it. That's all they had.
Yep.
And it shows...
Oh, yeah.
So, he goes up to the house, knocks on the door, and the wife answers the door, right? Or does the doctor? Because I thought the doctor was in the...
Well, before that, doesn't it show, David?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. David, yeah. So, like, they're trying to knock over the stump.
Yeah.
David and his dad. Mm-hmm. And David's, like, this weird, like... This bigger guy, but, like, he has, like, these weird, like, puffy shoulders.
Yeah, to make him look bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made him look, like, really huge, like, really muscular. But it looks ridiculous because it looks like they just padded out his shoulders.
Yeah, padded.
With a bunch of...
It's like they stuffed socks. It's like they literally stuffed socks in your sleeves.
It almost looks like the knee pads they used on Torgo.
Yes.
But, like, you know, but on their on his shoulders. So,
it probably costs about as much.
Probably. So they're trying to, like, take a stump down with some horses, and Danny's like, I can push it over, and so it, like, shows off how strong he is, because he pushes over the tree, and then, you know, it's foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy goes up to the house, and I think
knocks on the door, and the wife answers.
Yes, so the wife answers, and she says how the doctor's been in his lab.
Doctor, her husband.
Yeah, her husband has been in the lab for, like, days on end.
Yeah.
Like, just won't come out. Mm-hmm. She's, like, really worried about him and all this stuff. So the guy goes to the door to, you know...
Well, before that, mid-conversation, remember, it would cut to the monkey?
Oh, yeah. It just, like...
Two-headed monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get it?
You just jump cuts to the monkey, and we have no idea what's going on at this point.
Oh, I knew.
We just know he's doing experiments. We just don't know what experiments.
It was very subtle symbolism. Two-headed monkey, and you're like, oh,
I mean,
shit.
You look at the title, you kind of know what experiments he's trying to do.
Do we? I don't know.
It never explains, like...
It's a very subtle title. Okay.
The two-headed transplant?
The incredible, excuse you.
Oh.
This isn't the normal.
Oh, this movie is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have Incredible Hulk, and then this. Because you have to have Incredible in the title.
You know, this ain't got shit on Bill Bixby... and Lou Ferrigno.
This might as well be the Hulk, but we'll get to that.
So the friend goes up to the door and knocks on it, and the doctor answers. Mm-hmm. And The guy's like, hey, like, it's me, let's talk.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, oh, okay, come on in, like, all this stuff.
Let me show you around.
And then shows him around the office, like, the...
He shows him what he's been doing.
Yeah, and he pulls up the drapes on, like, a two-headed monkey.
Yeah.
And
then he also leads him to, like, another area, and there's, like, a two-headed rabbit.
Two-headed fox.
And a two-headed snake.
Yeah, but the two-headed snake is actually real.
Yeah, the other animals, they just taped, like, a puppet head, like, right next to the actual head.
Like, you'll see, like, if you watch the movie, you'll see that they just, like, had a bunch of masking tape that they just, like,
yes.
put around the neck.
Yes.
There's a ton of it, too.
Oh, yeah, like, both heads.
To hold it on, and, like, so...
They put it on both heads, though, because I guess they thought that if you put it on both heads, it'll look more real.
Right.
Well, you ain't fooling us, because one of the heads moves and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, the other head just, like, stays lifeless, just,
yeah.
like, staring off into nothing.
That's just how good he is.
But I was impressed, because they did find a
two-headed
snake.
Yeah,
and
that
it
one's
actually
real.
Was a two-headed snake, a real mm-hmm. two-headed snake. So that was, I'll give him props for that. I won't give him props for much, but I'll give him props for that.
They should have found a
two-headed
person.
So.
An actual two-headed person. But, you know.
So while they're down in there, does the friend leave before the guy comes, the psychopath guy comes by?
Yeah,
I think
leaves.
He does. Yeah, okay, so the doctor shows him around, introduces him to Max, his assistant.
Yeah, who's, like, very weird.
Yeah, and, like, he shakes his hand, and, like, it shows that Max has a weak hand, which it never
they
explains.
They never explain.
They never go into it at the
ever.
End. Like, I don't know what foreshadowing it was, because they never show it or mention it ever again.
I know what it was. He masturbates too much.
But he has, like, this weird hand. It looks like he almost has, extreme arthritis.
He wears,
arthritis.
Like, white, yeah, on both
yeah.
hands.
And I think that's maybe what they're going for. I have no idea. Like, I think they were trying to show he's, like, old and weak, which is why
the
he's...
idea, I think, is that he wants these experiments to succeed because I guess he wants, like, maybe hand transplants. But again, none of this is...
Or he wants to be transplanted onto a healthier body.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. It alludes to some sort of fact, but it's so hidden in the movie. It's like,
yeah,
it's hard to, like, know what's actually happening.
Yeah. It's hidden to the point where it's non-existent.
Right, exactly.
Matter of fact.
So,
they do that and, like, they talk, whatever, and...
So, they talk and whatever, and then the monkey, like, the guy, so the friend leaves,
yeah.
and the monkey starts dying.
Yeah.
It shows, like, the doctor kind of consoling his wife mm-hmm. and saying he'll, like, he promises that it'll get better and, like, promises that they'll go away somewhere when he gets done with all this stuff.
Yeah, because she's lonely.
Yeah.
She wants the D.
Well, obviously. I mean, like, he's been gone for, mm-hmm. like, ever.
Yeah.
Like, he's always in his lab, never pays any attention mm-hmm. to her. I don't know what they do for money. It never explains
Nothing.
That.
Nothing.
Apparently not. Apparently
Nothing.
Their house is completely paid off and they don't have
well,
to pay
paid off.
Bills.
They don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, so...
She doesn't work and he just does his weirdo experiments all day. Who
but
knows?
It makes a point to show that the wife is lonely.
Yes.
Like, the wife is looking for things to do. She wants to, like... She wants to have, like, a connection with her
yeah.
husband. Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that part...
Does that go anywhere?
No.
Oh. Really?
Nothing
Whoa.
In this movie goes anywhere.
Hmm. I disagree.
So
there's a biker scene that goes places, but...
So the doctor goes back into his lab, and the monkey somehow
dies.
Just dies, but they...
Because it has a bad heart.
Well, and they think it's because of the transplant.
The transplant
But
failed.
Then he dissects it, and
yeah.
it's actually because the original monkey uh-huh. had a bad heart.
Yeah.
And it was gonna survive if the monkey was healthier.
Yeah. So then they decide, okay, it's a success.
But then it's a success, and then it jump cuts... Like, it shows them, like, looking at the monkey, and then jumps cuts to the psychopath.
It does, like, there's a scene before that.
Oh, is there?
So, there is a scene where the wife is, like, doing gardening.
Oh, you're right, yeah, yeah.
And she tries to get Danny, right?
Yeah, Danny,
yeah,
to
help, because, like, I guess she wants to, you know, him to not be so, like, lonely or whatever, and wants him to be involved. And then, like, either Danny's dad or the doctor is like, no, leave him alone. And they explained the backstory of Danny's, that he got trapped in a mine cave-in and when he was like 8 years old or something. And basically the lack of oxygen gave him permanent brain damage. So that's why he's like basically special needs now.
which I was like, okay, yeah, wow, actually one of them has like, yeah, a like kind of a tragic, yeah, backstory.
He basically has a back. He basically has the mentality and like the development of an 8-year-old, essentially.
Like, and they're trying to like establish like characters and stuff, yeah, which is, I mean, it kind of worked in the beginning, but man, they go off the rails in the
characters. That's an interesting word, Will. Fascinating.
Well, they go off the rails in the later film, but like,
they go off the wheels.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. But like, so there's a bunch of scenes that like aren't really worth mentioning. Basically, the wife is lonely, the husband doesn't pay attention, rinse, repeat, whatever. And then it does the jump cut.
Yeah, so something just non-informative is happening, yeah, and it just jumps to the psychopath like choking out a guy, choking out an orderly, yeah, in the
with his eyebrows.
Yeah. Just and like licking his lips and stuff.
He loves licking his lips.
Like, they definitely just were like, hey, just look like a madman. Yeah. You don't have to talk, just look like a madman.
And by madman, we mean like just a fucking caricature.
Yeah, like a character, like our cartoon version of a madman.
It might as well be a cartoon.
So he gets out of the asylum and like steals a car and starts driving up the countryside, mm-hmm, and just happens to end up at this doctor's house.
And he just drives up the countryside looking for mayhem, as you do.
Yeah, if you're a cartoon villain.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Okay? You just drive up the countryside, and the first time you see a house, you're just like, oh, I gotta go fuck some shit up. And that's what he does.
So he drives up the countryside, but like it then shows Danny finding the cave where...
Yeah.
Where he
had the incident.
And then he drops a toy robot.
Yes. We will...
While running up a hill. That toy robot's... can you say it's important? Because I don't know if it's important.
No.
But it comes back in the...
At the end of the film. And it made us want to kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yes. He drops a toy robot. He hears, like, the voices of, like, other kids, I guess, like, taunting him or something.
Yeah, and he, like, tries to go back in the cave, but he's too scared. Yeah, he can't.
So, that ends... The psychopath finds the house,
and the wife is just lounging.
She's just lounging, like sunbathing outside of her pool.
Yeah,
and he just like stands there staring at her with his fucking eyebrows, licking his lips.
Yeah,
he's just, oh yeah, I'm gonna get that.
It's like almost comical. Like,
it is comical.
I know it was supposed to be like horrific, but like it's comical.
Nothing like, about this is horrific.
No,
excuse me.
Well, except for the whole film, but
no, I disagree. This is a comedy masterpiece. This is.
So he goes inside and, like, finds her, and she starts screaming, and the doctor comes by, and he just, like, hits him.
He knocks him the fuck out.
Yeah, just clotheslines him.
Not even clotheslines. He looked like he, like, backhanded him.
Yeah.
And his backhand is so fucking strong, he knocks him out.
Yeah, just knocks him
Grown
flat.
Grown man.
Yeah. So struggles with the wife, like, you know.
Yeah,
ties up the husband. Puts the wife against the wall.
He, like...
He's like, spread your legs.
He basically, like, gives her the TSA treatment for no reason.
Yeah, it doesn't go
like,
anywhere.
Yeah, he's like, face the wall, spread your legs, and, like, he, like, frisks her. Like,
lean back, you know, like...
like, he's the fucking, like, searching her for metal or some shit.
Like, I hate laughing at, like, an attempted rape scene, but, like, it was...
It's so comical.
It's so bad.
The whole time he's doing this, his fucking eyebrows are just... going wacko.
Yeah, and he's just like, he's brushing her down like a TSA agent.
And he talks like a 1930s movie gangster. I'm not kidding.
He really does.
It's goofy
so
as
they,
hell.
They struggle to the door, and is the door open, or does she try to open the... Oh, no. Sorry, he's tying the husband up, and she gets away and tries to open the door.
Yeah.
But he catches her.
And then Danny's dad,
the gardener,
hears it or sees it.
Sees it, and then comes in with a backhoe.
With a backhoe.
And, like...
But no, it was futile.
So then the cast or what... Okay, the...
Eyebrows.
The psych eyebrows grabs the backhoe and, like, smacks the...
He basically
Danny's
hits him
father.
Right in the fucking head.
In the forehead.
Yes.
And there's lots of blood. I mean, the
it's a magical backhoe because it has the unique ability to put red paint on people's heads.
Yeah. Lots and lots of red paint. And
lots
and
of
a
it.
Little, like, a little bump.
It's like, it's not even a bump. It's like, it's a chunk of, like, red paint that you just put on their forehead to make it look like a bump. it's, you know what? It's something.
Well, I would just say, like, some of the effects are kind of okay in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's an effect coming up that we are actually both pretty impressed with, so. So he dies, and, yeah. Danny is, like, running up a hill.
Yeah.
But doesn't, right. like...
He's coming back home.
He's coming back home.
So he takes the wife and basically kidnaps her.
Yeah.
And they go on a drive. They go on a little love drive. Put it that way. Because they keep... He's like...
He keeps like looking at the road and then like leaning and like trying and to kiss her and stuff. Trying to like
kiss her.
While he's driving.
And then like he looks... He drives some more. Leans in to kiss her. Drives some more. As you do. You know. Whatever. I guess... You know, and tries to seduce her with his eyebrows.
And so, like, as that's happening, Danny comes home, finds the doctor on the ground. Doesn't untie him.
Because he sees his dead father.
Yeah.
And then just starts, like, hugging his father. And he's, like, too, like, fucked up from that to untie the doctor.
And then Max gets there, the assistant, and, like, unties the doctor. Mm-hmm. And they go, and they grab two shotguns.
And they gonna go hunting.
They gonna go hunt this psychopath.
Yep, as so you do.
They get in the car and just kind of just miraculously know exactly the direction he went, because apparently there's only one road on this countryside.
There's only one road, and I guess they knew that he went up, you know, that one direction.
Yeah.
And they just go.
They just drive, and so they drive past where the... So the...
Well, first, the psychopath... Oh, no, the
psychopath. Eyebrows.
Yes, eyebrows. Parks, breaks a milk bottle.
And tries to rape the woman.
Tries to rape the woman with his eyebrows.
and so, like...
She escapes.
She escapes and runs out to the middle of the road. And, like, just as she's going, the doctor and Max drive past.
Yeah, and they don't see her. And
she's, like, trying to, like, signal them. Yeah.
And we're like, oh, no. Is this going to be, like, complete, like, futile? Well, no. He sees... The doctor sees her in the rear view.
Eyebrows gets to him, to her, and, like, starts sticking her on the ground. But at that moment, the doctor sees him.
Yes. And they pull up.
They pull up, and they shoot him with the shotgun.
They RoboCop him.
And it's, like, it's a pretty powerful squib. Yes. Like, it looks like... It's an explosion of, like, blood and, like...
blows the fuck out of his lower back.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, holy shit.
It actually looked, like, pretty decent, actually, for the time. I will say that. I will give that movie this credit. That's the only time I was like, whoa.
Strap yourself in, because
this is where it gets...
fucking batshit.
Bonkers. Like, it was okay up until this point. And now
it becomes a masterpiece.
It goes just off the wheels.
It becomes a masterpiece.
So they go back. They take the guy back because the woman has fainted by this point, I think. And they take the psychopath back.
They put him in the lab.
They put him in the lab, and then they go back up and see how Danny's doing. Yeah. He's just like totally distraught because his dad just died.
And they're trying to get him out. Like, telling him, like, you have to go home. You have to go home, which, like, wherever home is, whatever. So, he won't leave the dad. He won't leave the dad's body. And he gets, like, aggressive when he tries to, like, take him away. So, the next thing, you just see him grab some chloroform.
The doctor just grabs chloroform and is like, you know what? Fuck it. And
fuck
then,
you.
And then goes up and is like, just incapacitates Danny.
Next thing you know... They are both in the lab on, like, hospital beds. And we're like, is that it?
So the doctor is, like, working on eyebrows.
Yeah.
Max is working on eyebrows, and, like, he's fading.
Doing something.
He's fading really fast. Like, apparently they mended his wounds for no reason at all.
Yeah.
And so they're just, like...
They mended the massive hole that they put in his back.
Right? And Danny's laying on a gurney, too. So Max is like, sees an opportunity here.
Yes.
He's like, we can actually try it on a human trial.
Look, we have a psychopath here that's about to be dead.
And he actually says the word retard. He's like, we have a retard and a psychopath.
Yeah, he's like, we have a, basically that they have a retard who, he doesn't have a father now, and that, like, no one will care, essentially.
So, yeah, and they have a mentally deficient person that thinks they're 8 years old and a psychopath. What could go wrong with
what
combining
could possibly
those
go wrong?
Two together?
Oh, and the mentally deficient person is ridiculously strong.
Yeah.
Could this go wrong? No.
No, not at all.
No.
So it's actually it's kind of funny how easily Max like convinces the doctor to like do the transplant.
Well, don't forget when he's doing the convincing, which is not convincing at all. You see a little like thought bubble. Let's put it that way. It's like a flashback within a scene of Danny's father being like, "If anything happens to me, I want you to take care of him."
Yeah.
Okay. Again, this line was never said in the movie, it's just there.
It just shows it out of nowhere. Like, yeah. It's just like it's there, and then it leaves. Mm-hmm.
We've all had that conversation, right?
So he thinks about that, and he like keeps looking at the eyebrows, and keeps looking at Danny, and then there's like, he's like you know,
okay,
act stress, and yeah. He's like, okay, let's do it, just out of nowhere.
Because if he didn't, then there wouldn't be a movie. And if there wasn't a movie, our lives would be very sad.
So then we get the montage of them. Yeah. Like
during the montage, they would also cut dirt.
They cut to Danny's dad, like, yeah. Just randomly at certain points.
As if we forgot.
Like, the doctor's remembering the dad, and I'm just like, yeah, we know he's...
As if we forgot.
It's like, we know he's dead. Like, yeah. Why keep showing him? I guess it's because it's like, oh, take care of Danny and stuff like that.
As if we forgot, like, okay.
So it keeps showing the clock and time passing. Yeah. And I think, like, 6 hours pass.
By the time they're done, it's like 3 a.m.
And the wife is in the bed and everything, and that's where she is at the moment, because she's still passed out. Mm-hmm. So...
They finish,
and then they just show Danny's body laying on this gurney, mm-hmm. And then they show the guy... The eyebrows head just...
Right next to it,
but
it's under the bed.
You can tell his body's under the bed.
Yes.
And they just like lazily put this mm-hmm. neck guard around them.
Yep.
To make it look like they're
to
attached.
Fool you.
That they're attacked.
And boy, it fooled us so hard.
Movie magic at its best.
We totally didn't realize immediately that he's under the bed.
No.
But it gets better.
So then, okay. So the doctor's like, they're gonna be out for like. A few days, so we have some time.
So he finally goes to his wife.
We know what we need to take care of. And then they look at the two bodies.
Yeah.
The body of the father and the mm-hmm. body of the...
Psychopath.
The eyebrows. Yeah. And so... So the doctor goes up and, like, consoles his wife. And it's like, oh, Danny ran away after his dad died. Uh-huh. And, you know, the police came
and took away
the body. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to just a montage of Max...
Well, she says, like... What about, he's like, we'll give, Danny's father a proper burial. It immediately cuts to just, Max digging a grave in the middle of nowhere, which, I'll give it that, that's a pretty fucking funny edit.
Yeah, where he's like boom, a proper burial, yeah.
Proper burial, okay. And then, he just, I guess, puts Eyebrows' body into a car, his car that he stole, and just runs it off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, Max just runs it off a cliff.
That's where they spend all their money.
Yeah.
Is that car, because they actually do run a car off of a cliff.
They actually destroyed a car. It was real, so...
That's where the money went.
Yeah.
That's why they couldn't pay the actors.
Right? All right, so then we get to a scene where it's back in the lab,
mm-hmm.
and
they start waking up.
And the transplanted mutant, I don't know what to call it, the two-headed transplant starts waking up, and so the eyebrows wakes up and, like, does this, like, crazy, like...
Eyebrows? He does... Eyebrows does the eyebrows.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, like, Danny
They
starts...
put him back to sleep.
They're
in the lab first, and they put him back to sleep.
Yeah, because they notice them waking up, and then so they put him back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And they put him back to sleep, and then I think the doctor goes to his wife, and she finally gets the D, the cheese,
Like, after that traumatic experience, like, the doctor
finally to pay attention to his wife. He's been living in his house all fucking day. He finally knows this is her again.
So it shows that, and then it goes back to the lab.
To the lab.
And, like, Eyebrows wakes up first and is like...
What's funny is he immediately knows what's going on.
They're both totally... Well, okay, so no. Danny's not coherent of what's happening.
Danny isn't.
Because Danny wakes up and is like, what's going on? And he's like...
Eyebrows like...
I'm your new brother.
I'm your new brother.
I don't have a brother.
Oh. I'm your new brother.
Like, just like...
I'm in charge of this body now.
I'm in charge of this body now. Like,
okay, if you've ever seen Courage the Cowardly Dog, remember the episode with the toe?
Yeah.
That is what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see?
Like, I'm in charge of this body
I'm
now.
I'm in charge
yeah.
of this body now. And then, like, Danny starts moving around. He's like, ah, you're hitting me. Like,
stop twitching.
Stop twitching. And, like, they, like, all right, I'm going to try and get out of here. And, like, so he lifts his arm and, like,
he
snaps
lifts one
off
arm,
one of
the other arm lifts.
And then he lifts up his legs and yeah. snaps off all the restraints. And gets up, and it, like, he walks up, like, he starts walking, but yeah. you can clearly see it's just a dummy
it's
head.
It's a dummy head on an actual person.
Yeah, and it never shows the dummy head. They make sure to, like, show it from,
oh,
like,
yeah. it's
only Danny's angle.
Only Danny's angle or from really far away.
Yeah.
But then you see the amazing special effect when it's the two heads. So, it's Danny's body.
Yeah.
And then Eyebrows is just, like,
leaning over his shoulder.
It's like they put him behind him, like, on a ladder. And he is just leaning over his shoulder.
Yeah, just squeezing his head over his shoulder.
Every fucking shot.
Yeah, every shot is just him, like, leaning over Danny's shoulder.
That's it.
Yeah, resting his head on Danny's shoulder.
That's it.
Yeah.
Look, the moral of this movie is literally anybody can do this, kids. You too can make a movie.
Yeah, if you want to.
You don't even need any effects, technically. Just have your friend, like, lean over you. There you go. Two-headed transplant. Beautiful.
Well, and they did the, like, neck restraints the entire time,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Just to, like...
Just to fool you.
Because the neck restraints is connected, so, like, they have it, like, wrapped around both their necks.
They have it, I guess, to try to fool you.
So they look... So they, like, you know, the Eyebrows wants to check out his new body. He's like, ah, this'll do, and, like, looks at his, like, how
yes,
strong
dude,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they get on Danny's old uniform, which looks like Mario.
Yes, Mario.
He's like, red shirt and overalls.
Yep.
I'm not shitting
you. He just
you.
Needs a hat.
It looks like Mario.
He just needs a hat.
So.
And Eyebrows' name needs to be Luigi.
Right, it'll well, pretty much, yeah. So, it goes out and, like... goes across, like, countryside and then, like, finds this group of teenagers.
Does it run into the doctor first? Or no?
I don't know. Because I can't remember. Do they run into the doctor or do they go off already?
Because when do they run into the doctor? Because I know there's a point in which they run into the doctor and the wife.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay, so the wife, so the doctor's sleeping, and the wife wakes up.
She's suspicious.
And, yeah, she's suspicious that something's going on inside mm-hmm. the lab. You're right. Okay, sorry, I forgot about this scene. She wakes up, and...
You forgot because it's just that memorable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this movie's that memorable. Let me tell you. So she grabs the keys off the off the nightstand mm-hmm. and goes into the lab,
mm-hmm.
and this two-headed transplant hears her coming.
Hides behind the door.
Hides behind the door, and then, like, immediately as she's in the door, slams the door.
Yeah.
Just revealing himself mm-hmm. immediately. She screams. He knocks her
He doesn't knock her out. She just faints.
Yeah.
Which she does every time she sees him. She faints.
That's true.
And then the doctor hears it. He comes, and I think he knocks the doctor the fuck out.
Yeah, and then runs away.
Yeah, runs away. That's when he runs away. And he's, like, walking through the woods... in the quote-unquote nighttime?
Mm. Oh, the nighttime. Man, apparently they didn't have any lights for doing night shots.
They clearly had so much money for this.
But in every scene, they're showing the characters, and then you just see, it's supposed to be nighttime because you hear crickets and all that stuff.
It is a blue fucking sky.
Just blue sky the whole time.
The whole time.
And you see sunshine, like,
mm-hmm.
through the trees, through everything.
On people, on the water.
And sometimes they don't even use the filter. They don't even try.
Barely.
Yeah.
Barely. Like, it's not that they don't try. It's that he is wandering in, like, the middle of open grassland. There's no shade anywhere. It is daytime.
And it shows the sky.
Yeah.
Like, it keeps... It doesn't, like, do, like, close-ups where it doesn't show the sky.
No.
It shows the sky clearly. Blue skies.
Very clearly.
Like, this is the worst use of day for night I've ever seen. And I've seen Carnival of Blood.
Oh, yeah. No, this is worse than Carnival of Blood.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
At least Carnival of Blood tried to hide
it
a little bit.
At least they filmed some of that in nighttime.
Right.
None of this is nighttime. None of it. Even the scenes of, like, her in the bedroom, you see, like, the fucking light shining through the windows.
Yeah.
It's like, at no point did they even attempt to film at night.
Right, exactly.
It's just like, I don't know. It's a special. It's special filmmaking.
So the two-headed transplant finds these teenagers.
It's like a lover's lane thing.
Trying to get their, like, Mac on.
Yeah, it's two cars with teenagers.
So he goes up to one of the cars and, like, they're making out. And the guy in the car just, like, doesn't see him, but, like, she's worried. And so he reaches up and locks the car.
So in mid-makeout, right before Transplant Man is going to open the door, he just, like, mid-makeout, reaches up without looking and locks the door.
Locks the door because she's worried.
Yes. Smooth.
So then Transplant Very Man smooth. Goes to the next next car over.
Which is like a... It has one of those soft
like
tops.
A canvas top, yeah. And so they're making out and she's like, no, I'm worried. And then, like,
she sees him.
And then they sit up and she sees the Transplant Man.
Yeah, she sees him.
And
she screams.
She starts screaming and he, like, just puts his fist through the top of the car. And, like... And... reaches in and, like, grabs both of them, like, each by the neck.
Each by one hand, yeah.
Each by the neck, and, like, starts just, like, shaking them.
Yeah. Do you think that scene could have used a few more close-ups?
No. It was just all close-ups.
It's just, like, literally just, like, they're fucking, like, hair covering their faces, and you can barely see the hand.
Yeah. Close-up of the guy, close-up of eyebrows, close-up of Danny, close-up of the girl, close-up of the guy, close-up of eyebrows, close-up of Danny. Yeah. And Danny's crying, and, like, eyebrows is just, like, his face is going just crazy. Because he's just, like... like, it's just... That whole time. And then he, like... He
and
just,
then they die.
They just slump over.
Yeah.
And he, like...
Do you think that scene could have been done better, maybe? You think there was some way you could have made that more effective?
No.
Like, show a fucking wide shot?
No, it was beautiful. And that's all
you
need. You
know, if they're going for stupid, you know what they should have done? They should have had him lift them up and then, like, clonk their heads together.
I wish they would have.
I do, too.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
That would have been beautiful. Because he's, like, you know, he's so strong. You just show just something. But no, he just chokes them. And it's, like, done in, like, the most ridiculous close-ups ever. And that's it.
Yep.
Riveting.
Yep, and then he walks away, and the other two kids are just like...
They see it. They tell the cops.
They're all worried, and they tell the cops. And then it comes back to the doctors, mm-hmm. and the wife is, for very good reason, upset. Mm-hmm. And the doctor is like, oh, you're crazy. Like, it's okay. Like, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine. Locks her in the lab. Mm-hmm. And then, like, runs off to go hunt the transplant man.
There's also, and then it shows, like, the cops investigating the crime scene, and they're just like, yeah, those kids say, hold on, I'll do my impression.
Yeah,
those kids say,
remember? Like, he sounds like, you know, Bert and Ernie, he sounds like Bert trying to do a country accent.
Yes.
I am not a character. Like, it's like.
So, for no reason, because the sheriff is, like, normal. And then his, like, deputy, or whoever the fuck he is, he sounds like he's from fucking Dukes of Hazzard or some shit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Is that...
He has one of the best lines, though. Jekyll and Hyde joy juice.
We'll get to that when they actually... Oh, no. So, yeah, they go back to the place, the house, right? Yeah.
To investigate.
To investigate, see where Danny's run off to, because they think that only Danny could leave those big of footprints.
Yeah.
And only he was strong enough to, like, mm-hmm. kill these two teenagers. So, the doctor's already locked the wife in at this point. And he lets him in. They talk to the doctor and Max. Mm-hmm. And then they...
No, Max is in there. He's, like, he's making sure the wife doesn't scream.
Right.
So, the doctor is, like, stalling and telling him, like, oh, well, I don't know. We haven't seen Danny or his dad because they took another job. So, they're not here anymore. And my wife is out of town. And then, like, the wife breaks something. And he's like, oh, that's just my assistant, Max. And then Max comes out. And so, like, you know, whatever. They fool the sheriff. Sheriff leaves. Then the wife, like, knocks over a fucking, like, little, like, gurney of, like knives and stuff.
Yeah, like little like scalpel.
Max comes in and just looks at it like he looks at it as if she just like pissed in his fucking breakfast.
Like destroyed their entire life's work.
It's the same look you would have if like someone you knew just like took like your fucking your computer and just broke it. And he's just like, you bitch! It's so stupid.
Oh, man. It's laughable.
It's hilarious.
So then they go out. They get... They lock her in again and go out to find Danny. Mm-hmm. And then we get... Is next our favorite scene of the entire movie?
Yes.
Oh, this scene. It's so amazing.
Suddenly we cut to... Oh, no. They're in... Oh, my God. I almost forgot. They're sleeping in the cave now.
Mm.
The transplant man.
Right.
They're sleeping in the cave, and then they get up, and... Hold on. I need to get this fucking line. Because they start talking, and they're hungry. And they start walking, and he's like, let's go find food. And he just says to Danny, Eyebrow Man is just like, I'm hungry, imbecile.
Yeah. Let's go get food. I'm hungry, imbecile. Like, no pause in between that.
No
like,
pause.
He's trying to call Danny an imbecile, but yeah. Like he's like, I'm hungry, imbecile.
Yeah. And he's just like, he tells him, like, Danny's like, when can I see my dad? He's like, your dad told... your dad told me to look after you until he's, like, better or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, his whole thing. And it cuts to these bikers, and I immediately cringed because I fucking hate... biker movie shit from this era. I fucking hate it.
So there's a woman biker cooking breakfast.
She's cooking like three tiny chunks of meat.
Yeah, in very, like this cast iron pot on a fire pit. Yeah. And there's these two guys and he's like, let's go into the next town and really rustle.
Really rustle.
Really rustle.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And one of them looks like the most like basic white,
yes,
like suburban dad I've ever seen.
He looks like he should be taking his like five kids to Disneyland.
He looks like a soccer dad.
Yeah.
And he has a haircut and everything.
He has like this goofy like fucking 60s Walt Disney haircut.
And he gets up and he has a swastika.
Okay. He has a swastika just kind of like
just
stapled.
Like stapled onto his jacket.
It's like a white swastika. And at first, we're just so baffled by this scene. I'm just like, does he have a fucking swastika?
Yeah.
For no reason.
No reason. I guess to establish that these are bad people, you know?
I have no fucking clue. And then the woman is like, hey, if you're not gonna be ready for the food, then you're not gonna get it, mister. I was like, oh my god. These are the most convincing bikers ever.
So the chubbier guy that was like wanting to rustle the next town drives off.
And for
like,
some reason.
And like the other biker goes down in the river to like wash his face off. And Danny shows up and she's like, you gonna get some? And like Danny like walks behind her and she
knocks
starts,
her the fuck out.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
Knocks her out. And the guy comes back up and he's like, oh, and like pulls out
a tiny
switchblade.
And I do mean tiny.
It's tiny.
Okay.
Tiny switchblade.
The kind of thing you might buy it at like 7-Eleven.
And he starts swinging it at Danny.
And oh my god, this whole quote-unquote fight scene is
it's
close-ups of fucking eyebrows making like the same face
and licking his lips.
Yes,
like,
but it's like they have one shot of him going with his eyebrows and licking his lips, and they just plug that shot in randomly, just to remind you, you know.
So the guy finally gets a leg up, stabs him in the arm. And
well, no, you forgot that he gets spooked by a fucking bush.
Oh yeah, no, he leans back and like
a fucking
like
branch
freaks out over a bush.
A branch like hits him in the back of the head. He just freaks the fuck out.
I wonder if that was a mistake and they just kept it in the movie.
Who knows? They might have just like kept it in because they didn't have enough money to reshoot it.
Right.
That's what it looks like. But he does that, and remember he trips over her at one point.
And the log. He trips
and
like
a
twice.
Log. So eventually she gets up and she just kind of sits there watching this like. This battle royale unfold.
Right, and then the motorcyclist like finally stabs him in the arm, and Danny gets over him.
And it's so fucking clunky because you don't even see like him like stab him. It's just like they cut away and suddenly there's just a tiny knife poking out of his arm.
Yeah.
And so he, once he's stabbed, then he like knocks him over and I guess he grabs a rock?
Yeah, I saw it shows him grab a rock. I don't think you saw it, but
I didn't see shit.
It shows him grab a rock and just like slam his head.
Because when he's slamming his head, you don't even see like what he's slamming.
Yeah.
We just see like his hand kind of off frame going up and down, and he's apparently like doing something. So again, the woman is laying there just kind of like staring at this.
And my favorite part.
Yes.
So the other biker comes by and like looks at Danny. And the look he gives is literally the funniest look I've ever seen. Like, the funniest suspense look.
It is the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
He just looks, like, dumbfounded. Yes. It looks like a guy that just found, like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's
like the look you would get if you, like, I don't even fucking know.
If you found, like, okay, so it's like the look if you, like, had a bunch of, like, onion rings and you found a fry in your onion rings. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Like, just a... What?
Yeah.
Like,
that's the look he gives.
Yeah, like...
Think about this. Think about the situation. You come back to your little shitty camp, and a two-headed man is beating the fuck out of your friends. What look do you give? Let's just say this.
Find me a fry and an onion ring look. Yes. That's what you do.
This is the opposite of that look, okay? And they show this look twice. Like, they linger on it. And it is so stupid. That it's just incredible. It's one of those things where I almost just can't imagine that somebody made this and thought this was, like, legitimate.
Yeah.
But it doesn't end there. Because he pulls out a chain
and then starts, like, swinging
gets
it.
On his motorcycle and starts, like, swinging and, like...
hitting Danny with it and, like, drives back around, hits Danny with it again, drives Danny back around one more time, and then Danny grabs it and, like, beats him to death with
beats him to
the
fucking death with it. And then...
And then the woman decides
finally
to run.
Runs away.
Yeah.
And he catches up to her somehow.
And drowns her.
Yes. Drowns her while, oh, by the way, the whole scene, he's laughing his fucking ass off.
Yeah, and the eyebrows are just, his face is just going crazy.
Again,
like, they just told
it's
him,
the same
like,
shot.
Yeah.
Over and over again. They plug it in during random moments, just in case you forgot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole scene is all, it's just like him fucking like, hey, 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 and just, it just, it's the stupidest fucking scene I've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks absurd.
It's incredible.
So he drowns the girl and then runs off, and then we get... Is it... Go back to... What happened next? So it goes back to... Do they find the body in the river then?
At some point, yeah. I don't remember the very next scene, but I... Let's just start there.
They just find the
sheriff and his deputy.
No, okay, so no, we have to talk about the next scene because the friend comes back to the house.
Oh, yeah.
And he's looking for the wife.
He's looking for the wife.
And she's, like, tied up in the room now. Yeah. And she's, like, struggling, and he's, like, looking around, can't find her.
She knocks
and
over
she knocks over something. He finds her, unties her.
And then the husband and Max show up.
Yeah.
And, They immediately tie the wife up again, but they don't show you where they tied her up yet.
And then they threaten the friend.
They threaten the friend, and then the friend is like, your creation has already murdered, like, five people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he realizes it's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, he didn't realize it.
And then they go run off, and then...
And they run off again.
And then I think that's when the cops come by.
No. What do you mean? To find the dead body?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's when the cops find the dead body.
They find the dead body.
And ask him to come along. Because remember, he's the one that, like, inspects the body and says that it's broken.
Yeah.
Beyond belief.
Oh, no, okay, so it happened before. So we fucked up the timeline. The first scene is they find the body, and he's there. And he's like, yeah, he looks at the body of the woman, and he's like, man, every bone in her body is broken, which, let's just say that, she does not look like someone who's had every bone broken.
It didn't show him, like,
no,
doing anything.
No, just showed
anything.
Him sticking her head in the water.
Yeah, just showed him sticking her head in the water.
But the scene's also goofy because there's just, like, these, like, randoms. These random, like, bozos just kind of, like, standing around the body, just kind of staring at it. It's like the director's just like, okay, it's a crime scene. Let's just get some extras and just stare at the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's legitimate. And, like, they see, like, a dog just out of... off frame just runs into the scene for no reason. Like, it's beautiful.
So then I think they go back.
Then he goes to a gas station, remember?
Yeah.
And the gas station attendant tells him something, and then he gets suspicious.
Yeah. So
and
he
then
back.
He goes, and then that's when that happens.
And then, so, he finds the wife. They start going with the police to look for Danny.
No, the police are by themselves.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, the police are just kind of... They're searching with, like, dogs. They're following the scent.
The scent of Danny. And
yeah.
So, Danny goes back to the house.
It shouldn't be too hard to follow his scent. Considering he hasn't showered in, like, 5 fucking days.
Right, and he never gets tired, apparently.
No. Those tiny, like, 3 chunks of meat, that's enough for 2 heads. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
So he goes back to... Danny starts going back to the house.
Yeah.
And that's when the cops, like, go to the house, too. And that's when they say that line. Remember, they find the laboratory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Danny goes to the house and, like, just smashes everything. And then...
And the wife's locked... And
the wife is locked in a cage.
Locked in a cage at this point.
A very big cage.
Yeah, because the doctor... Again, locked her inside and told her to calm down.
Told her to calm your fucking tits.
So then Danny goes in, like, rips the chain off the...
Yes.
And she passes out again.
And he kidnaps her and just takes her away. Then the cops come by and...
And that's when he says the Jekyll and Hyde joy juice.
Yes. Jekyll and Hyde joy juice.
Look at this Jekyll and Hyde joy juice.
First of all, what the fuck is joy juice?
I don't think we want to know what joy juice is.
I want to know.
I don't think we need to know.
I need to know.
So then they...
I'll be honest, maybe I think they just made it up.
They probably did. I mean, they probably thought they were clever with that line, but they weren't.
Like, they stapled a fucking swastika onto a biker who looks like a fucking dad. I mean, so this movie's very hip with the times, okay?
So Danny and Eyebrows, the transplant, decides to take him back to the cave. And they're followed by
everybody.
So the woman keeps dropping her shoes, and they follow the trail back to the cave. The doctor and Max go in the cave and try and like confront the final confrontation between Danny.
They want to shoot him, but Max convinces the doctor not to
by aiming a gun at him
to try to capture him instead, because this is like a lost opportunity.
So they try and capture him, throw the net over him. Like, get him down on the ground, and then Danny gets out of it almost immediately. And then the friend gets an upper hand and shoots him in the chest. And I guess...
It starts caving in.
Something happens, and he shoots, like, something off in the distance, and it starts caving in. So then the friend...
The greatest mind cave-in scene ever happens.
Oh, yeah, where it's just a superimposed image of dust falling.
Yes, it's superimposed dust with, like... plastic rocks falling on people.
Yeah,
and I say plastic because Max is knocked over and a fucking rock hits his head, and his reaction is the reaction you would have if like a pillow hit your head.
Yeah,
nothing.
Like a minor annoyance.
Yeah, exactly.
So Max and the doctor are knocked down or pinned down in the cave, and the friend and the wife get away.
Yes.
And then Max, the doctor, and the transplant man, Eyebrows, all start succumbing to this cave in and get caved in the in the house. In the cave.
The transplant gets shot in the ass too, don't forget.
Oh yeah, that's right. And the friend shoots him in the ass too, so that's why he gets knocked over.
Yeah, it's a very deadly
and
shot.
And then before the final cave in, the doctor like crawls over to Danny, his creation, and grabs his hand, and then that's the last we see of him. The cave in happens.
It's poetic.
Yeah. So
by poetic, I mean pathetic.
So then the friend and the woman get out of the cave, and they tell the sheriff that it was Danny that did all the murders, and that the doctor and Max didn't make it either.
Yeah.
And then we get an image of them walking away with the toy robot.
Remember?
Just showing.
Oh, shit!
Right, and then the end.
The end. And the fucking music plays again. There's this 70s folk song that plays 3 times during the movie.
I think it's like the theme song, but I'm not sure.
It might as well be.
So yeah, that's the end of it. That's how it ends.
It's pitiful.
Final thoughts?
This is pitiful.
I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, it is hilarious.
I thought it was just funny the entire way
through. This is probably my most, like, my favorite out of the ones we've watched. That's not saying this is a good movie. But it is so stupid.
Well, I think it's my favorite just in sheer comedy factor. Like, the other ones were goofy.
That biker scene.
But man, this one just takes the cake on goofy. Like, we were laughing hysterically at that biker scene. It is beautiful.
It's like, so pitiful.
If you don't want to watch the movie, at least watch that biker clip, because it is hilarious.
It's incredible.
If you can find it on like YouTube or something, please, I implore you, watch that scene because it is incredible.
It's amazing. And the fact that like the ending is such a goddamn fucking just nothing. They just get caved in and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. It's literally a movie where almost like a
lot. That's the final confrontation. Like,
yeah, that's it. It's like kind of anticlimactic. Yeah. It's like just nothing happens.
But at the same time, it's so stupid that it adds to the amusement.
And I would agree with you. Like, my final thought is it's pretty pitiful too, but I thought it was hilarious with like without the intention of being hilarious.
The best part is that it just keeps getting dumber the more as it goes on.
Oh yeah.
Because that ending is just pitiful. It's just pitiful.
And if you want to watch it for yourself, you might have to rent it. It is available on Blu-ray and stuff. I don't know why you'd want to buy it. But you can rent it on Amazon for like $4, I think, is what we did.
In HD.
In HD, excuse yes. Excuse
you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Crisp. Someone like remastered this thing.
So you can watch those beautiful day for night scenes in crystal clarity.
So you can clearly see blue skies.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But if you want to watch it, it is on there. And I think that's it. Just a quick heads up. Again, I know we say this every episode, but we are available on pretty much everywhere podcasts are found. We're on Podbean, which is our host site. And then we have Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes. We also have a YouTube channel. So wherever you can find podcasts is where we'll be. And like I said, we have a pretty set schedule of Sundays and Thursdays. And yeah, so that was the two-headed two-headed transplant. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
It's incredible.
And for They Mostly Come In At Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.